Love is a popular theme today, a retail cash cow of hearts and roses. But relationships that endure take work. And for the Silsby family of Lacey, the secret is weathering change. KUOW's Patricia Murphy reports.
Chris and Stephanie Silsby have been married for 15 years, but don't ask Stephanie how they met.
I don't think I should say. We met in Colorado Springs. He would kill me if I told you.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
The story is saucy, but perfectly legal. Now, they have two children. The family is all together, but it's not always that way. Stephanie's husband, Sergeant First Class Chris Silsby, is an active duty soldier stationed at Joint Base Lewis-McChord. He's deployed four times since the start of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. Stephanie says Chris's first deployment was the hardest. What began as a peacekeeping mission to Iraq soon turned into a war and a year-long deployment. Letters took weeks and weeks. Stephanie says she practically stalked the mailman until finally the first letter came. And when it did...
Well, some people would say it was gross because I smelled it. It was the fact that he had had it. You know, he had touched it and had it, and I just wanted to see if it smelled like him.
Stephanie says she worried constantly. At first, she always needed to be near a TV for updates from overseas. She's since learned it's better not to watch at all. The first deployment hit their daughter, Lainey, the hardest. She was just 15 months old at the time.
She's always been a daddy's girl, and not long after he left, she completely stopped talking. She just quit talking.
Stephanie says they all assumed things would change once her dad came home, but when Chris returned, still, she wouldn't speak. Instead, Lainey would hit him. It took months of therapy, but eventually, as her anger faded, the words returned. These days, Lainey runs to tackle her father when he gets home from the base and walks through the door.
They will knock him down in the floor. You know, it's always, ooh, daddy's home. It's never, ooh, mama's home.
Mama.
It's not.
Chris says the military prepares soldiers for homecoming and the pitfalls that can go along with it. He had to learn how to fit back into his family's routine.
A lot of times I'd do or say something that Stephanie would resent because she'd been running the house. But then again, I still get confused to this day because there'll be those instances where she's like, why don't you say something? And I'm like, am I in charge yet? Am I allowed to be in charge right now?
He says with each deployment, the family learns how to do it better. Stephanie agrees.
This last one's probably been, I would say, the best homecoming because we talked a lot
about what didn't work and what did.
And so far, it's been really, really nice.
Chris has only been back from this last deployment for 2.5 months. The military calls this the honeymoon period. But even still, it's unlikely to change Chris's disdain for Valentine's Day.
He's gotten in trouble over that.
Definitely.
Yeah.
He calls it a corporate holiday. The Silsbys understand how important it is to be together, because for a military family, things can easily change overnight.
I couldn't imagine, you know, not having him. And I know he feels the same way.
Of course.
He says with a smile. I'm Patricia Murphy, KUOW News.